Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, with the end of semester edition of Campus Connection. And Burns, before we get to finals week, the OSU football team will be bowling in the Big Easy, and hopefully that moniker will describe the Pokes' opponent, although I kind of doubt it.
It is a great thing for our team and the coaches and all our fans to be a part of one of the major, the historical New Year's Bowl. We haven't been there in 70 years. We won it the last time against St. Mary's, thanks to Bob Fenimore, and hopefully we'll do the same thing against Ole Miss. But everybody's very excited, and I just congratulate our team. I guess you could say, remember that old country song, Thank God for Texas? I guess we ought to be humming that. For their victory over Baylor is what put us in the Sugar Bowl, so we're really looking forward to it.
And Burns, as the Cowboys prepare for the Sugar Bowl, it certainly is a busy week on the campuses at Oklahoma State University.
It really is. This is graduation week. Here in Stillwater, we will have three ceremonies. Of course, this is the midterm graduation, so it's not near as large as the spring graduation in my hand. Doesn't suffer quite as much from shaking hands, but I enjoy that. But we expect about 1,300 students to earn their degrees this weekend. We have our graduate commencement on Friday night, and then we will have two ceremonies on Saturday. And we'll have some very special guests at those ceremonies. John Niblack will receive an honorary doctorate degree. John graduated from Oklahoma State University, went on to head Pfizer Pharmaceuticals entire research division. He's really dedicated his life to research and to helping OSU students. He provides a very generous annual research scholarships, and then comes to campus twice a year to work with these students on their research projects. So he's had a long and successful career, and he's given a lot back to OSU, so he'll receive a doctorate. Also, Bill Golston, who leads one of the world's premier fine art print studios in New York City, has been a major force in helping OSU enhance its art program. He really gets credit, I think, for generating the vision for the art museum. And Bill grew up in Lindsay, Oklahoma, and made it all the way to New York City. So he will receive an honorary doctorate. And then a very popular fellow, Walt Garrison, who had a great career with the Dallas Cowboys and has been a major force behind numerous charities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and has been very supportive of the university over the years. We're really looking forward to awarding him an honorary doctorate. So Walt and John and Bill, congratulations, and we're looking forward to the ceremonies on Saturday.
And finally, Burns, OSU is launching a new institute that will build on the university street cred when it comes to technology.
Well, that's right, Kelly. Following our Board of Regents meeting last week, we announced the formation of a research organization focusing on the development of unmanned aerial systems technologies. Of course, this involves UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, some people call them drones. But these can be very valuable in terms of, for example, predicting the weather. And we already have quite an expertise in this area. The new institute is called the Unmanned Systems Research Institute. It'll bring together multidisciplinary talent from across OSU's campuses to collaborate in the design, testing, evaluation, and application of unmanned technologies. Professor Jamie Jacob, who is leading our efforts, it will be the director of the institute, and Jamie really has been the driving force in all of this, and actually received a $6 million National Science Foundation grant to develop aircraft systems to improve the weather forecasting. And we're in partnership with our sister institution, OU, as well as Kentucky and Nebraska. So this is an exciting time, and I think Oklahoma, it will really be a catalyst to propel OSU to the lead in this emerging but critical area.
And finally, Burns, the KOSU team wants to wish you and Ann a safe and happy holiday season.
Well, and the same to all of you. Thanks for all you all do. You're a wonderful OSU institution, and I hope the listeners will be supportive of your efforts so you can do even more in the future.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.